This edition of Weekend Happenings brought to you by Hometown Vendors, organizers of events featuring local crafters and retailers. They've kind of had to put some of their things on hold, but we've got some great news to tell you about. And Sarah Wilhelm from Hometown Vendors is joining us this morning. Hi, Sarah. How excited are you for this weekend?
Hi. We're super excited.
You finally get the chance to get your vendors together to get out and people to come out and pick up. And this is usually the fall and craft bazaar. Those words go together so well, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Talk a little bit about something that this weekend at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Center. What can people expect to see there?
So we have everything from bakers, jewelry, wooden signs, handmade crafts. We even have some new vendors that actually make masks. We have clothing, essential oils, children's clothing. You name it, we have it. Wreaths is probably one of our most popular items because when they come in October, they're not only selling fall wreaths, but they'll do it for every season, you know, especially with Christmas coming and all the holidays. It's honestly, you come in and you can pretty much find everything down to tumblers for, you know, drinking water or whatever. So it's super fun, and you know, we love our craft shows, especially our holiday craft shows. And this weekend is going to be amazing because we're opening back up. We haven't been doing this for 7 months due to COVID. So we're excited and we're ready to go.
I can imagine the crafters probably are well stocked in their craft. They've been probably spending some of the last seven months creating some of these things, because a lot of times they're busy every weekend doing it. So this maybe gave an opportunity to sort of increase some of their inventory.
Absolutely. Everyone's excited. We're ready. We want our customers to come in. We are practicing social distancing, masks, temperature checks, all of that just to keep everybody safe. So we're excited, and we're having, you know, we want everybody to come in. Admission is free. So any customers who want to come in, you do not have to pay anything to come in. You can come in and check us out. We're there Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Spitzer Center at Lorain Community College.
And you've got another weekend, too. I mean, your month of October is kind of filled opportunities for people to pick up some nice crafts.
Oh, yeah. We're there also October 18th and October 31st, and then we go into our November and December. We're there 2 days in November and December as well.
So what have your crafters or the vendors also been saying about this? Because they're probably thinking, you know, Sarah, do we have something to go to yet? Do you have something together? Where are we going?
Oh, gosh. the emails we have gotten in the last few months. When we announced the grand opening for this weekend, our emails were going crazy. We'd had vendors actually crying out of excitement. Just, you know, because some of our vendors, they make a living doing this. You know, they sell beef jerky or sweet treats or whatever, clothing. And without this, they didn't have a job. So when we were able to work out some kind of agreement with LCC and get all the, you know, health department guidelines in place, and we announced that the excitement for them was amazing. Jen and I just, this is what we do. We love doing this. This is our job, and we're there for our customers, and we're there for our vendors.
Sarah, sometimes when you go to these shows, you see something new that really catches your eye, and it suddenly becomes a hot item. Any idea if we'll see something like that this year? Any idea what that might be since we've had time off here?
Honestly, it's, you know, each show is different. You see a lot of wreaths. You see a lot of wooden decor, but whatever it is that they're bringing in each year, you're not going to find it anywhere else. So my biggest thing for myself is I'm constantly looking for snowman items. I love snowmen. So to go into the shows, I could go to every single one of the shows and find something new, a new ornament, whatever it is, a teacher gift. I try to do a lot of my holiday shopping with small businesses because, you know, small businesses are huge and they need customers in order to stay open and alive. So it's hard to say that question. That's a hard one. just because there's so many different things. I've seen the American flag on wood. It's made out of wood. It's huge pieces of wood. They're gorgeous. I'm hoping we have some of our wood makers bringing a couple of those, because especially with the time that we're in right now, I think that they'll fly off their tables.
Do they sprinkle any Christmas holiday items at this time too? Do you see some of that on their tables?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Starting in October. So we call our October shows every year like our fall kickoff. That is when people start selling their Christmas, their fall, you know, like Thanksgiving items. And then in our December shows, you'll start actually seeing a little bit of the leftovers of Christmas, but they'll go into, you know, Valentine's Day, Easter, and all of those items, just because it's almost Christmas at that point. So October and November are really the time, if you're looking for holiday decor, to come out and shop and check out our crafters. And this weekend is super exciting because majority of our vendors are home, you know, handcrafted items.
Well, that's what's so fun about it, is you buy a unique item that you can't really buy anywhere else, and you always have something that's kind of slightly different from something that might be mass produced on some other different level. You mentioned how you're a fan of snowmen. It reminded me that I have to change my Uncle Sam on my porch to my scarecrow, because the snowman's waiting in the wings. I don't want to put the snowman out too early, so I got to get the scarecrow out there in the meantime. Some of these seasons.
Absolutely.
This time of the year, this is the only time I don't know what season I'm at. You know, I'll look and I think I have my spring thing, and then there's a red, white, and blue, and I left over with the fall. So sometimes this is the only way we know where we are, whose wreath is on the wall, you know, out there for people. So, again, it's the Fall Bazaar and Craft Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. What are the hours? Same on Sunday, or do you have...
Yes, both days are 9 a.m. That's when our doors will open, to 2 p.m. That's when we close.
And again, it'll be at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Center. Free admission, but they do require you to wear a mask. And I guess even if you have one or you get one, you can probably have someone go in and buy you one there. You mentioned that's one of the new things that people are probably adding to their crafters.
Yes.
There's a lot of great seamstresses and sewers and people with great ideas, and just a unique way to express yourself. And that's really what the craft shows are all about, people with some great talent that they just want to share. And it's a chance for you to see those 40-plus vendors. Again, if people want to find out more, Sarah, about some of the things you're up to, where's a good place to get those details?
They can visit our website at hometownvendors.org, or we are on Facebook. We have a business page, which is Hometown Vendors LLC.
And if they go to the Facebook, they can watch your 30-minute video of how excited you were to announce the fact that you got crafted.
Yes.
It will get a chance for people to see the passion behind it. Sarah, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your time this morning, and wish for a successful show this weekend.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks.
We hope to see you all.
Thank you. Sarah Wilhelm joining us from Hometown Vendors here on AM 930 at 100.3 FM WEOL.